It's time for Real Estate Now with the Carandy and Dunn team of Keller Williams Realty, Eugene and Springfield. Your hosts, Jennifer Carandy and Catherine Dunn, are sisters, realtors, and one of the top teams in Lane County. You may know them from their popular How to Sell Your Home seminars. Now, let's talk real estate here on News Talk 590 KUGN.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Carandy.
And I'm Catherine Dunn. Today's question is, what am I legally required to fix before I sell my house? Oregon law has a few requirements that every seller must comply with, even if you're selling as is.
First, Oregon law requires that you have working smoke alarms. Smoke alarms must be less than 10 years old, and they need to be located on each level of your home and within 21 feet of bedrooms. And if you've got a hardwired smoke alarm, your replacement also needs to be hardwired.
Oregon law also requires working carbon monoxide detectors, which a lot of homes still don't have. These are required if you have an attached garage, gas in the home, or a fireplace. A carbon monoxide alarm needs to be on each floor where bedrooms are and within 15 feet of all bedrooms.
Now, if you're installing new smoke or carbon monoxide alarms, you'll also want to follow requirements for where they should be installed. There might be some special local ordinances to follow also. For example, if you live in Lane County and you've done some remodeling in the past, which required a building permit, you may be required to follow the new building code for alarms.
Now let's talk about wood stoves. If you have a wood stove or a wood stove insert in your fireplace, and I'm not talking about a pellet stove, but wood stoves, Oregon law requires that the stove be certified today, unless it's an antique stove, which are exempt. So if you have a wood stove and you're not sure if it's certified, just look on the back for a label and it will be marked by the DEQ or EPA. If there is no label, it's not certified. It is the seller's responsibility to remove and dispose of uncertified wood stoves properly, unless you can get the buyer to accept responsibility to remove the stove within 30 days after closing.
Okay, and then now that we've talked about what's required by state law, let's talk about what you might need to do that's required by appraisers. If a buyer is going to get a loan to buy your home, the lender is going to have your home appraised, and an appraiser may call out some conditions that need to be met in order for your home to qualify for a loan. The most common condition is that the home has to have a water heater with double metal seismic straps around it. Even if your water heater is in a cabinet or closet, it still needs to have those straps. So when should you handle all these seller requirements? Well, we recommend that you handle all of these items right up front before you put your home on the market. And I just want to tell a little quick story here about a seller who waited. They weren't sure if their wood stove was certified or not, but they thought, well, we'll figure that out later. So they put their home on the market, they accepted an offer, and then they went and looked at their wood stove and realized that it was not certified. So they removed it, but the buyer wanted a replacement wood stove because they had seen it in the listing. So that became a problem. So take care of all these things up front, which will put you in control.
So these are the basic legal requirements to consider when selling your home. To find out more, we invite you to attend one of our upcoming free seminars on how to sell your home for the highest price. For dates and locations, visit EugeneRealEstateNow.com.
That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com. That's all the time we have for today. We'll talk to you next week.
And that was Real Estate Now. Jennifer and Catherine want your questions to air on future shows, so visit EugeneRealEstateNow.com to submit your questions. That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com. Then join us Tuesdays at 7:15 a.m. for more Real Estate Now here on News Talk 590 KUGN.